This was the vow of then-Attorney General Bill Barr.
We will get to the bottom of what happened, and there will be accountability.
Epstein's death was quickly ruled a suicide. But an investigation of jail cell photos by CBS News working with forensic experts has raised serious questions about the New York Medical Examiner and the FBI's work, including a failure to preserve the scene, log evidence, and run basic forensic tests. There are 90 photos in all, showing a cell strewn with blankets and strips of fabric tied to the bed and window grate. Items moved around, including a mattress, which is seen on the floor in an earlier photo, but appears on the bed in a later one. Looking at the metadata, that second photo appears to have been taken at 11:02 a.m. If that's accurate, the scene had been disturbed hours before FBI investigators arrived. Investigators also found several possible nooses, but did not conclusively identify the one that killed him.
What do you make of all these pictures?
I make a crime scene gone wrong.
Herman Weisberg is a former NYPD detective turned private investigator.
Does it look to you like this was investigated as a suicide or as a murder?
To me, this looks like they took it at face value that this was a suicide.
While our investigation did not contradict the official determination of suicide, it does raise questions about what was done to rule out the possibility of murder.
If you realize that you've got a high-profile person that may or may not have committed suicide, but you need to prove that to people, this is not adequate as far as I'm concerned.
We've reached out for comment for the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner and the staff at the FBI and the Department of Justice. As of now, all have declined to comment.